joining us here on the microphones of Jewish Community Radio. Right in studio is none other than Naomi Teplow from Cleveland. There, should we say, people might know her as Naomi Oster.
That's right.
So tell me.
Nice to be here.
There you go. Sorry, I had your microphone off for a second there. I didn't push the right button. I'm good at that sometimes. So tell me, Naomi, welcome to Cleveland.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
You haven't been here in a while. When's the last time you were in Cleveland?
That's right. Last time I left Israel was 8 years ago.
And since then, what have you been doing?
What have I not been doing?
I should tell people right now, Cleveland, you're a big star in Israel.
I don't know if I'd say that.
Well, in the music world, you sing, you perform.
I perform, I conduct. I'm a mommy, I'm a wife.
Now, which is a harder job, singing or being mommy?
I think being a mommy.
I'm sure it is, yeah. So.
and it's a lot more rewarding, too.
I'm sure. But still, you perform all over Israel and all over the United States, and you have a CD, which I have here. And
I must make a little correction. It's hot off the press. It's not even out yet.
Wait a minute. I got a pre-release copy?
You got pre-release.
Hey, one thing we talk about here with Jewish Community Radio is hear it first. So we're going to have to, as I'm doing this, I'm going to be unwrapping the cellophane, of course.
You make a lot of noise.
These things are made for, basically, I mean, I think these things are harder than you know, those pill bottles for kids, you know, to keep out of. You know, I think if you want to keep kids out of medicine, wrap them like CDs.
I think that's good
probably
advice.
Probably good advice. Anyhow, but seriously, so how many CDs do you have now?
This is my third.
Your third?
Yeah. My first CD is a solo CD. The second is a choral CD that I did with my Shir El Choir from Kedumim in Israel. And this is now another solo CD.
Now, Kedumim, Israel, of course, that's a city which we are familiar with here on the show because we've had on Raphael Siegel and other people have also talked about the music school that was built Dennis Seaman here in Kedumim. And you don't live very far from there.
I live very close to the music school. My women's choir used to work through the music school. I'm actually good friends with the woman, Osnat Lichtenstein, who runs the school. My kids have studied there. Even I've studied there. I was actually playing saxophone there last year.
Really?
Yes.
But by the way, for people wondering, I am still trying to open the CD.
Hand it over.
No. This is one of my things. I have to figure out.
Take a pen, Fred.
I'll stab it. I'll get to the.
Hello, Cleveland. We're going to teach you all how to open Israeli cellophane.
It's just all these things. See, the American ones, they have a little string here to pull. You don't have that here.
No.
This is made for like
Israelis. Hand it over.
You have long fingernails. That's what it is. I have.
No, I use a pen or a pin.
Yeah, it's coming. I'm getting it. It's gonna take me about a minute or so, but you know.
Why don't we tell the listeners what's inside?
Other than a round disc.
Well, the round disc, square packaging.
Music.
Thank good Lord.
So, well, first of all, the CD I'm unwrapping. Tell me about the CD I'm unwrapping, please. While I try to fight and get this thing. Hey, there it goes. Now I got it.
Congratulations. Mazel tov.
Yeah, mazel tov. I'll break a glass if you have one, you know. No, but seriously. I've
been there and done that.
So, hey, it's you.
There it is. Yeah, it's me. Looking like you're not used to seeing me.
No, it's great. Hey, what's on the CD? Tell me.
All right. The CD is a combination of Jewish music, and there's also some Israeli music with a Jewish flavor to it. The vast majority of the songs I was fortunate enough to write. We've got a couple. You play Aaron Rozel on your station?
No, but we should.
Oh, you should. Okay. Aaron Rozel is a very well-known singer, musician in Israel in the Jewish music scene.
Yeah, Ben Bresky interviewed him, I believe.
That's right.
Ben Bresky, of course, used to occupy this microphone until he went to Israel and became the most well-known music host in the world.
Yeah, he's wonderful. In fact, he interviewed me when I was in Cleveland about 10 years ago when my first CD came out.
Oh.
So Aaron Rozel is I'm sure some of the listeners are aware of him. He's the one who did Zman HaGeula, and he's got a lot of other good songs. The second song on the CD is actually his, although I changed the way that it's played and sung. I slowed it down. I do it with a classical guitar and a string quartet. The first song is, I would say, it's American Israeli. It's
American Israeli?
Yes, I'll tell you why. Are you familiar with the song Proud by Heather Small?
No, I can't say that I am.
That song, not a lot of people say the same answer. However, Oprah discovered the song, had it on her show, and apparently it's the theme song for some weight loss program here. The chorus goes, "What have you done today to make you feel proud?" She's a wonderful singer, black soul singer. She's got the choir going with her. And I fell in love with the song, and I got the rights to do it in Hebrew.
Wow.
And I brought the black Hebrews from Dimona. to sing with me. And as you know, when you talk about pride in Hebrew, when you try to translate it into English, it comes off negative, as a negative attribute.
Negative?
Yeah, and what have you done today to make you feel proud? If you say it in Hebrew, you know, kedei lehit ga'ot, or ga'ava, right? We talk about a bal ga'iva, ga'ava. That's conceit. So I couldn't translate it literally. So I spoke, it's great for Hanukkah, I spoke about light. What have you done today to turn on the light? But that's in Hebrew. Ma ta oseh kedei la'hadlik or.
That actually is probably a better translation, because the way Hebrew works, you think of light as being, what's I'm looking for, as being kind of like the bright idea of like, you know, the light bulb for idea in America. That's kind of the way it translates into Hebrew, more or less.
Right. Well, that's one meaning. There's another meaning. I spend a lot of time studying a Breslover.
That's my cell phone ringing as I'm trying to wait for my other guests, and I just basically hung up on a person. So whoever called, too bad.
In any case. So, if someone out there studies Breslover Chassidut, Rabbi Nachman talks about finding your inner light. And this could also be finding your inner light and shining it outward and trying to spread the light, trying to make people feel good. It has all kinds of meanings.
Interesting.
Yeah, so it's supposed to be very positive and upbeat. There's another American song in there that you may know, The Prayer, which was made famous by Celine Dion and Andrea Bocelli. It comes originally from the movie The Quest for Camelot. And also in there, I got the rights to do it in Hebrew. In this particular recording, it's half English, half Hebrew. On the internet, pretty soon it'll be available for download in both half-half and all Hebrew. And there, I sing it as a mother's prayer for her daughter.
Interesting.
And I sing it actually as a duet with my daughter, but it was when she was quite young.
Yeah, that kind of reminds me of a CD that I play here sometimes from Brad Schachter, Prayer for a Child, where he does a prayer for his daughter.
Oh, isn't that wonderful?
Yeah.
No, was that on the occasion of her bat mitzvah or something?
No, that was, I'm sorry, actually, I think it was, we have a few songs in here, but anyway, but the song he sent for his daughter was Daddy. Mm-hmm. But anyway, but he has a lot of songs for his kids, and it's a great CD. He was I don't know if you know who he is. He's a big name in L.A. You know Simcha Mann here in Cleveland? You know, the musician?
Oh,
the
my
band.
Goodness. His sister's a good friend of mine.
Really? Well he basically, Bad Chapter is like the Simcha Mann of L.A. Everybody knows him. He's like the big music guy there.
Wait, Simcha Mann is now a professional singer?
Well, he sings and stuff. He's been on a lot of CDs. He's been on a lot of CDs across the, you know, but the thing is, he doesn't have his own CD out, but of course, if you can't have a wedding in Cleveland without Simcha Mann.
Wow. I mean, it's just, I know from my childhood that's a very musical family.
Absolutely. And, you know, but the Moish brother in both Simcha, I mean, all the brothers could have been great chasnas if they want to be. They all have great singing voices.
I don't know if the sister wants me to say, but we used to sing together as kids. Wonderful.
No,
absolutely,
no, the whole
wonderful
family. And a great, great family also. But anyway, let's get, enough for the local stuff. Let's talk about you, the previous local person. And now, you grew up here in Cleveland.
I did. Born and raised here.
And you went to the Hebrew Academy.
I went to the Hebrew Academy. I graduated from Yavne High School.
And what year? Well, no, I'm not going to ask
that. Oh, you're not going to ask me
question.
That?
No, I'm kidding.
Long enough ago.
But
long enough ago that I remember you from high school.
That's
days.
Right. Boy, that's serious. You know, people remember me. I don't remember you from high school. You know, how's the joke from the 60s go? If you remembered, you weren't there.
I'm not familiar with it, but I don't want to look back like that. I'm looking forward.
I'm joking. Nah, but how did you get started in the music industry? That's why I'm. You came from this small religious school in Cleveland, Ohio, and suddenly you now have three CDs out. I mean, how did you get started?
Okay, so it wasn't sudden. First of all, you grow up, and you know the good Jewish family: be a doctor, be a lawyer. They didn't tell me to be a doctor, and I went and became a corporate banker. I have a master's degree in international finance and banking.
And, of course, everybody in international finance and banking makes CDs.
Exactly.
You know, it's just one of those things.
Exactly.
Just,
you know, so at that time, you know, that worked out nicely. And actually, what's interesting is when you're your own CD company, you need financing from somewhere. Well, at the time, I was working at a large bank on Wall Street and doing deals in millions of dollars. And my husband and I were always saving up to move to Israel. We always knew we wanted to move. So we banked his salary and we lived on mine. But when I would make these big deals or cross referrals, I would get bonuses. And then I put away, and I figured one day I'm going to go back and do something with music. And in the end, that's what financed my first recording.
So
and that was the start of the...
Yeah, no, I know it takes a lot of money to actually make one of these CDs. It's not something you just put in, oh, I think I'll make a CD tomorrow. But to get the distribution and get it out and get it to be well-known. But yeah, before we go there, let's do one thing here. Let's take a break. Let's get the news from Israel. And then we'll come back and we'll talk more about music. We'll even hear a piece of music. We're going to do the local news. We'll hear a piece of music. And then we'll talk more about the CD.
Very good.
Okay, and of course, did you hear the news from Israel yet today?
No, I actually try to avoid it.
You're probably pretty smart.
Yes. We live it day to day. Yeah. So here I'm...
Well...
I guess I'll hear it here in the studio.
Well, before you go to the news, tell me if you recognize his voice.
This is Benjamin Bresky from Arut Sheva, IsraelNationalRadio.com. And you're listening to the best of Jewish music in Cleveland on 88.7 WJCU Jewish Community Radio with Zvi and Fred.
And we are back here with none other than Naomi Teplow, and I want to play a little bit of your music here, but first we want to get to the weather locally. It is cold outside, 33 degrees outside the station here at WJCU University Heights. And today, Friday, we have snow showers, high of 29, and Saturday, partly cloudy, and Sunday, windy. So it's going to be same weather weekend, though. I hate to tell you, I know you come from beautiful, warm Israel,
That's right.
It's going to be kind of cold here, so unfortunately it's going to be good. But looking at, how are you here for?
It's a total of 10 days.
10 days.
Yeah.
And you're doing a concert?
No, I really came for personal reasons. I came to visit my grandmother, who I haven't seen in 8 years.
That is a much better reason than a concert.
Exactly.
Much better reason.
But I figured while I'm here, I'll bring the CD and we'll talk about it.
Absolutely. But, again, getting back to the weather here, we have a wintry mix on Wednesday, and it looks like we're going to have rain and snow showers on Shabbat, a week from today. This coming Shabbat. Shabbat a week from today. I'm sorry. I'm goofing up here. But this Shabbat tomorrow is going to be just partly cloudy, but we have snow. More snow today. Looking at the local community news, unfortunately, today I got it in super fine print, so forgive me if I'm not so good at the news today, because for some reason my printer that I use just basically put it in like micro print. I think it's like a 2-point font.
Look at that. I can't read that.
I don't know how I did it, but nonetheless. Anyhow, Hanukkah's coming up December 21st, but before that, this Sunday is the Matas Yahu concert. We're supposed to have Matas Yahu on. Apparently, I don't know what happened, but sometimes things get goofed up, but big Matsuyahu concert Sunday night. It's going to be really, really a lot of fun, and I'm looking forward to it. Looking at other things, you're not performing anywhere? No concerts for you?
No, I didn't come for that reason.
Boy,
but I'll tell you what I am doing here in Cleveland. I'm going to have a CD signing. It's going to be at Jacob's Bookstore on Sunday at 2:30, between 2:30 and 4 in the afternoon.
Okay, and he's going to have a lot of these CDs.
We're going to have the
pre-release.
That's right.
Get them
for Hanukkah presents.
Good idea.
And I want to tell you something about that.
Okay.
My maaser money, 10% of what I earn from selling these CDs, I'm donating to the people of Gush Katif and Northern Shomron.
Great. Well, let's talk about the minute, but let's get some more local news. I'm kind of breaking up the news here. But Mizrahi is having their big Super Bowl fundraiser. They're going to be having a big concert. I think this is coming up also, I think the 14th, I believe. I'm not sure how the date here. But for more information for that Super Bowl, the big sports night, call Phyllis at 932-0220, extension 130. Great fundraiser, great school. Neshe is having their olive oil Hanukkah wicks Easy Lights fundraiser sale, and if you want more information on that, send me an email. I'll get you the information at fred@jewishcommunityradio.org. Sinai Synagogue invites the entire community to their Help Light Up the First Night of Hanukkah at its annual Hanukkah party on Sunday, December 21st at 4:30 p.m. at Fuchs Mizrahi School. That's 2301 Fenwick Road in University Heights. And looking at other things in the community, we have a little Hanukkah safety note. If you are lighting Hanukkah candles, Cleveland Heights has a note on there regarding holiday lighting in general, but for Hanukkah candles, very important, make sure that there nothing has to be tipped over, because 2 years ago, there were 15,600 house fires because of candles that have fallen over. So make sure your Hanukkah menorah, especially Shabbos, people before Shabbos, they put their candles on a plate, a big Shabbos candle, so it lasts longer. Make sure it's secure, not going to get bumped over, not going to be unattended, because that can be very dangerous. For more information, you can check out the Cleveland Heights website. I believe it's clevelandheights.org or .com, one or the other. I'm not positive, but I didn't put that here, unfortunately. But anyway, you'll find it. Do a search on them. The Maltz Museum of Jewish Heritage is having a contest for the Speak Out Against Hate. It is a It's essay contest, basically for let me read here what it says here, okay? Because it's kind of small print. I was trying to get around it, but it's too small for me to try and just get around, because make sure you know that the Incredible Opportunities at Moss Museum of Jewish Heritage is making available to students of grades 6 through 12. Museum is sponsoring an essay contest, Stop the Hate, You Speak Out, and the grand prize for one 11th to 12th grader is scholarship up to $100,000. That's $25,000 annually for 4 years to attend Ohio University or college. And we're going to have on here somebody from the Moss Museum of Jewish Heritage, hopefully next week, and we're going to be talking about that. We also have locally some other big news coming up here. We have Gila Senior Women's, we have a Chagiga Luncheon Monday, December 15th at Young Israel Greater Cleveland, 1 p.m. And there's also going to be coming up a presentation. I don't have exact details here, but Hanukkah presentation annually over at Legacy Village. That should be kind of fun. But you got to forgive me this week. I don't know. I just put the wrong printer on. This is just so tiny that I just can't read this all.
But you did just fine.
Yeah, but you know, whatever. It's just so I'm gonna get a fresh copy for Monday. Here, watch this. Ready? There you go. That's the end of that one. We'll get fresh news for Monday or Sunday, I should say, that I can actually read. It's too small. Anyhow, Naomi, so getting back to what we were talking about, I want to give people a little bit of a taste of your music here. Now, what are we hearing right here?
Okay, this is a great song. It's the third on the CD. It's called Rikdi Rachel, Dance Rachel. Let's listen to
it. This is dance music.
Yeah, you turn it up and I'm going to explain it afterwards.
All I'm gonna say is that, you know, that this is really rocking music. This definitely moves.
This one is salsa. Why don't you play it a little bit in the background?
Okay.
While I talk, you still have a couple seconds before I start to sing. There you go. This is a song about Rachel Imenu.
Okay.
This is a song that's about what's happening today. I moved to Israel 18 years ago. I teach students from Ethiopia. We've got B'nai Menashe in our area. Everybody's coming home. Why don't you turn it down now? I'm about to sing. There you go.
Okay. We want to hear you talk. No offense, we want to hear you tell us all your story.
Yeah, well, thank you. Every song I know about Rachel, she's crying, right? Waiting for her children to come home.
Yes.
Well, her children have been coming home. I came home. So many people are coming home. I'm waiting for everybody here to come home. And so is Rachel. And in this song, Rachel is happy. I'm inviting Rachel to dance. The song describes airplanes taking off and boats and people coming in all different directions, and it's an exciting song. And in the middle section, we've got that whole dance section.
Wow! But so, thanks. Now, nice musician. I mean, you got salsa. How do you find salsa musicians in Israel? I wouldn't suspect you'd find that in Israel. Or did you write that yourself? And
no, I'll tell you. First of all, I work with an amazing arranger and producer named Moshe Wall from Yerushalayim. And we bring in the best instrumentalists in Israel.
Well, you certainly have.
Yeah. Well, you were talking before about the cost of producing a CD.
Astronomical.
But I'll tell you, it depends on what kind of quality you're doing.
Their house are cheaper.
Yeah. Well, I don't have that much. But you know what? I wait and I work slowly and I make sure to have top-notch instrumentalists playing with me on the CD.
You definitely have, but great CD. Now this is your third CD. That's fantastic.
Yes.
So, and are you performing around the world right now? You are performing.
I'm mostly performing in Israel. In fact, this is the first time. This trip is the first time in 8 years that I've left Israel. Last time I was in the United States doing a round of concerts. It was exactly when the second Intifada began. Israel's burning, and I'm here away from my husband and my children and my country. And I went back, and it was just too difficult for me to leave for many, many years. So I've been singing and performing all over Israel. And now I decided that's it. I want to come. I want to visit my grandmother. It's time.
That's nice. And I remember, of course, your whole family is from Cleveland.
That's right. But we're all in Israel.
All in Israel, except for your grandmother.
My grandmother's here. My parents are half a year, half a year. Right now they're here, but they're on the way back to Israel very soon.
I remember when they moved. I remember the house sale. Oh my God, the Oster family's moving.
That's right. Fred, when are you moving?
It's a secret.
We're waiting. Come on.
It's a secret. I'm not going to say it's a secret. All I'm going to say on the radio is a secret.
All right.
So before we go away, we got about a minute or so here.
So let me tell people where they can hear my music.
Please.
First of all, everyone's invited to come and meet me at Jacob's. On Chagrin.
On Chagrin, there's two of them because it's the Taylor and the Chagrin.
Right. We'll be on the Chagrin.
Okay,
one.
Chagrin is we're Brainerd and Chagrin. There's this white office building, the corner of a big square one about six stories, and Jacob's has a store in there. And they got some nice stuff there.
That's right.
Nice family runs it. It's a family owned small.
Absolutely,
family.
And that's why I'm speaking to him. If you want to hear the music on your computer, go into MySpace, www.myspace.com/NomiTeplo. NomiTeplow.
One more time, spell your name.
TEPLOW. The signing is from 2:30 to 4:00. And again, all my tzedakah proceeds are going to the people of Gush Katif and Northern Shomron. It's a good cause as well.
That's fantastic. And I want to thank you for joining us. We're happy you came.
Thank you for having me, Fred.
Oh, it's great. We've got to have you on more often. And we're going to get back to the Heights programming here in a minute. But just for closing up, we're listening to Jewish Community Radio here on WJCU University Heights. And we're back here Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until 8 a.m. And Shabbat Shalom.